It's time for another of the Classic Car Chats with Al, and it's being brought to us by JDR Seeds. And we have another classic car owner joining me for the program today. Kevin Hoover is with us. Kevin, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to you, Al. Thanks for having me.
Right. It's a pleasure to have Kevin tell us about his vehicle.
Well, several years ago when I was in high school, and 64 Chevys came out, and I just fell in love with a 64 Chevy. And I always wanted one, and I always wanted a Super Sport, and I always wanted a convertible. So about, 20 years ago, I had the opportunity. I found one, and it was in Sioux City. I couldn't believe it was that close to Algona. So I took my wife. Well, first I went up by myself, checked it out, and then I took my wife, which was a real smart idea. And then we went up and drove it. And she thought, well, that's a pretty good deal. And my wife bought it for me.
That's a sweet deal right there, correct?
Absolutely. So it needed some work done to it. So I brought it back to Algona, and I drove it a little bit. And then I took it, and we took the motor out of it. I didn't, but I had a man take the motor out of it and the transmission. And another man did the body work. And now it is completely redone, all new body work, no rust on it whatsoever, completely rebuilt. 327 engine in it with the Power Glide transmission that's been completely rebuilt, and it drives very, very well.
I bet. So what color is this? What color was it originally, and what color is it today?
Originally, it was red when I got it, and I think that was the original color to it, and I kept it original with a black interior. So when we put the top down, it does get a little warm in there. And my wife usually throws a towel on the seat because it's pretty hot. And we tool around Clear Lake quite a bit with it, and I drive around Algona a little bit too. But we just have a ball with that car.
Right. So you've had this 20-plus years?
Yeah. I got it in 2000, and but we've only had it on the road probably the last 4 or 5 because it's been in the shop getting all that work done to it. And it was worth the wait. I mean, it really is a nice car. I really enjoy driving it. And like I say, once a month we go on this Shriners car tour, and we just have a ball doing that.
Yeah, sounds like wonderful, wonderful fun. Well, your wife must have had fun in mind that you were going to take her on some nice dates in a convertible, being she bought that for you.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what the situation was, and that's one reason why I think she really wanted me to have it. Anyway, she's never really said that, but I've kind of surmised that over the years.
And that you found one in Sway City, I think that's pretty remarkable, too, because I know people that will go halfway across the United States or all across the United States to find a specific car that they want.
Yeah, I was very surprised that there would be one in Sioux City. And when I drove up and looked at it, I still couldn't believe it was a Super Sport, and it was a convertible. It was everything that I was looking for. And that close to home I was really fortunate.
Could you drive it home? Was it in good enough shape you could get it home? Or?
Yeah, it was in good enough shape to drive it home. And the top had some tears in it, so I had to put a cover over it so it didn't get wet. And then I found probably the hardest thing to do is find someone that will put a convertible top on a convertible. And I finally found a gentleman down in Eagle Grove that put the top on it and finished the car up for me.
And that's true. That's what I find also in doing classic car, having some classic cars myself, and certain models of cars require certain things or services, and it's really hard to find that sometimes.
It is, and I was very fortunate to find this man, and he did a great job on it and was reasonably priced, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Thank you for sharing the story on that beautiful car, and it truly is a 1964 Chevy Impala SS convertible, and it's bright red, and I just don't think it could get any better than that.
It can't, Al. It's really super. In fact, I thought about driving it over today from Clear Lake, but then I also have a 2018 Camaro convertible, so we drove the Camaro today.
Well, that's fun, too. Is that one red, too, by chance?
Or? No, that one's white. I wanted a red one. But it's white, but it has air conditioning, and that was kind of the determining factor today to drive it to Algona.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a very warm day as we record this program. So, yes, and white is my second favorite color, by the way, so that's I might step out and take a look at that one too, just because I love Camaros as well.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun with that car too. And I see across the street there's a red Camaro convertible parked. Maybe we could park them together and take a picture or something.
Now, wouldn't that be cool? Red one and a white one. Have a photo, little photo op there. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us on our Classic Car Chat today.
Well, thanks for having me, Al. It's been my pleasure, and I really enjoyed doing this.
All right, another in our series of Classic Car Chats with Al, highlighting Kevin Hoover's 1964 Chevy Impala SS convertible. Our Classic Car Chat has been brought to you by JDR Seeds.